A cancer diagnosis can be life-altering, but finding a personalized and effective treatment can be daunting, too. A team at the National Cancer Institute is working to connect patients with clinical trials to give them the best shot at a cure. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, what are they doing at the NCI?
This year, the National Cancer Institute launched an API, or Application Programming Interface. And what it does is acts like a software middleman between the people behind the clinical trials and the patients who want to enroll in those trials. Now, I should say, to give some context, that according to the NCI, roughly 40% of men and women in the United States will be diagnosed with cancer at some point during their lives. And in 2016 alone, it's estimated that more than 1 million new cases of cancer will have been diagnosed. But within those numbers, only 5% of cancer patients will actually participate in a clinical trial.
Now, is that a low number? Because some people might be able to be cured by known cures or known treatments. So a clinical trial doesn't necessarily apply to all million, but they feel that 5% is low?
Yes, that's correct. When it comes to children, roughly 12% of children who are diagnosed with cancer will enroll in a clinical trial. And so there really is no one answer for why people don't participate in a trial. Like you said, they might just have a straight, easy to understand and apply cure. But the NCI team that I talked to, as well as some patient advocacy groups, point to three likely reasons. One is that a patient or doctor just doesn't know a trial exists. Another is that there are kind of those negative guinea pig connotations to enrolling in a trial. And then even if a patient is interested in a trial, it's hard to get information about what one is right for them. Because remember, there are so many different kinds of cancer, various stages, and each person is different. So it's important to be matched with a trial that will be best for your diagnosis as well as your DNA. And this gap was identified by the Cancer Moonshot Initiative, which is being led by Vice President Joe Biden. And the Moonshot Initiative challenged NCI to make that trial information more accessible to patients. Here's Tony Krlovich. He's the chief of the Cancer Informatics Branch at the National Cancer Institute.
We have had for quite a while a clinical trials reporting program, or CTRP, database. And this keeps track of all ongoing cancer clinical trials. But it wasn't really designed for direct use by the patient community. So that was really the driver, is how do we get this information out to the broadest set of patients, with the hope that it would enable them to find clinical trials that were appropriate to their particular disease, and hopefully get patients engaged and educated about the availability of these trials, and hopefully that they would enroll in the trials.
That was Tony Krlovich, the chief of the Cancer Informatics Branch at NCI. So work began back in May, and this included talking and getting feedback from patient advocacy groups, doctors, cancer academic centers. And what NCI learned was that each was doing their own work to make this clinical trial data available in their own way. Sarah Carouche, she's the chief growth officer at Antidote, which is a patient advocacy group, said her organization pulls from clinicaltrials.gov. And while that site is very comprehensive, it's written for professionals by professionals. So it's very much over the head of patients. Some of the titles are super long or full of medical jargon, she said, and there's just blocks of text that go through exclusion criteria. You know, what you would rule you out of a trial, for instance.
Like you're still alive.
Yeah, like you're still alive, for example, or your age, or just this hyper-specific kind of cancer located in a specific part of your body. And so she was saying there's so much of this block text and exclusion data, it would take days for someone to go through and really read through and be able to translate what this is.
So part of the challenge then is just making, as Krlovich said, making it clear to people what it is that's going on there.
Yes.
Plain English.
Yes.
For your cancer situation. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So what progress has happened so far?
In August, the API was launched. And the API, think about your weather or traffic app on your phone. You and I are both going to get the same forecast or the same traffic update, but because there's just one big database of information for each. But what's different are the apps, or in this case, the interfaces that these apps use. And the same goes for patient advocacy groups and NCI. Here's Krlovich.
When the website actually calls that API, the API delivers all of this information back to the, so it's got information around, all of the different locations. The website software then actually does the smart thing of taking the zip code that you've entered in there and does the calculation in the background of which of these locations are actually within 100 miles of that zip code, and then returns that for you. The API delivers all the information, and then the web interface can filter that for you in a number of different ways. And you can build, as we were talking about earlier, you can put all sorts of bells and whistles on your website to filter this in a lot of different ways, And that's what we anticipate that a lot of the clients of this will actually do. And in fact, we at the NCI will do that over time as well.
So again, that's Tony Kurlavage of the National Cancer Institutes. And Meredith, how's the API doing? Do they have any progress yet?
Well, the patient advocates I talked to said, so far, so good, but of course, there's always more work to be done. Martin Naley, the founder and chief strategy officer at Cure Forward, which is another patient advocacy group, said having access to NCI's knowledge and having it be so easily searchable is great. And what he'd like to see for the future is making sure clinical trial information is as up to date as possible. He said it's really frustrating to find a trial that looks good for you, but then you find out that it's been discontinued or it's too far away from where you live. As for NCI, Kurlavage said his team is working on improving the back end of the database by restructuring eligibility criteria. Similar to what the other advocate said, it can be really bulky and confusing. And so he said, just like imagine a world where you have your electronic health record that's interfaced with the API and you can find, you know, the smallest, most specific set of trials for the best option that's for your cancer.
Do we know yet whether if someone finds a trial and they are eligible and it fits the cancer they have, are they automatically into that trial or is it up to the trial itself, the operator of the trial, and this just points you there, and then you're on your own?
That's kind of what it is. You're not necessarily on your own, but this is at least getting you to the door, because people aren't even able to find that because there's so many trials and it's such a complicated description of what the trials are. I was looking online at some of the lists and there are X's and Y's and numbers in the names, and like I can't even pronounce them, let alone understand what they are. So this is really just to get those patients at least to the trial door, and then it's up to them, their doctor, as well as the clinical trial people putting it on, what comes next.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that report.
Thanks, Tom.
You can check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.